The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, or find them at dentallyspeaking.com. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is brought to you by Luby Hearing Services, and it's also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today. Today, we are going to be talking about how the feds might cut recommended levels of fluoride in water, how all-care dental and denture patients have been able to gain access to their teeth and crowns and that sort of thing, and how more dentists are taking pains to win back fearful patients. And I guess no pun intended in using the word pains there. Also, we'll have Dr. Kvitko's question of the day later on in the show. And if you listen carefully, you're going to hear the answer to the question before we even give you the question. So just kind of listen up, and you might have a chance to win flowers from Bystember Florist delivered to your place of business on Tuesday afternoon. All right, and if you have questions or comments, feel free to give us a call at 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Podcasts of this show are accessible by going to iTunes, search either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. You can access them as well by going to dentallyspeaking.com, and dentallyspeaking.com will give you information about past guests, upcoming guests, and just different events that we have going around town. And columbustoday.com, this show will replay at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. every night, or every day, that is. So if you've missed it or you've heard the show, but you have a friend that you'd like to have hear it, go ahead and direct them to columbustoday.com and just type in Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. All right, so I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago, I think it was, we did a show. We concentrated on All Care Dental and Dentures and how they had gone out of business abruptly. They closed sometime right before Christmas and put a note on the door that said they were going to reopen January 3rd, and lo and behold, they didn't. There was an article in the Dispatch on February 1st of this year, written by Tracy Turner, that basically mentioned how former patients of All Care Dental and Dentures in Central Ohio can get access to their medical records, and in some cases, even the dentures that they'd already paid for as a result of an agreement with a local dentist. The All Care Central Ohio patients, basically the attorney, James McGovern, represented All Care and worked out this deal where the people would be able to get access to their records. And that that relationship became effective about 2 weeks ago. And I'm, if you didn't already know, you can go to, it's called North Point Family Dentistry, and see what they have on your behalf. You know, it's unfortunate that the office closed. It put a lot of people in a bind, especially over the holidays. The Ohio State Dental Board and the State Attorney General's Office are looking into All Care's closing, and the Attorney General's Office indicated they had 611 complaints from All Care patients statewide. This dental office has already begun seeing these patients, and anything that they'd already paid for apparently would be done at no charge, but any new dental work the folks are going to have to pay for. So if you are a consumer involved in the All Care Dental and Dentures debacle, you can go to www.allcareinfo.com, or you can file a complaint with the Attorney General's Office by calling 1-800-282-0515 or by visiting www.speakoutohio.gov. And I wish everybody well who was a former All Care Dental and Dentures client. Now, also in the news, and that's, I guess, what this show is about, dentistry in the news. And you probably wonder why you're hearing so many dental stories all of a sudden. And I think it's because it's Children's Dental Health Month. So not just Children's Dental Health, but we tend to focus on dentistry in February of each year. The other story that is poignant, there was an article in the Dispatch written by Spencer Hunt. And it talks about how the feds might cut recommended levels for water, the amount of fluoride in water. And it says that 40% of U.S. teens develop fluorosis, which is the deposits of fluoride on the teeth that appear as white spots or streaks. So that's 40%. This was a study that was done by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And so in order to tweak that, or rather to limit that, there's been a decision at the federal level to try to tweak back how much fluoride is placed into the drinking water. Now, I want people to know that fluoride is naturally occurring, and in fact, in central Ohio, springs and wells, they contain about 0.2 to 0.3 parts per million of fluoride naturally. And there are parts of Texas that have more than one part per million fluoride in its drinking water. And so when the government came forward and said, hey, we think fluoridation is a good thing, and all municipalities need to add fluoride to their water, or rather, not add fluoride, but all drinking water ought to have one part per million of fluoride, in Texas that meant taking some fluoride out of the water rather than having to add it. There are strong opinions on both sides of this question about whether we should be doing it or not. And if you have a comment and you'd like to talk about that, I'll be happy to field your question at 459-9769, 459-WSNY. So one part per million has been thought of as the standard for a very long time now. And it actually has done a lot of good as far as decreasing tooth decay, the incidence of tooth decay. Now, but these new health studies show that fluoridated drinking water combined with fluoride from other sources increasingly creates spots and streaks on children's teeth. Now, what the point there is other sources, because there was a time when the only way we could get fluoride was through our drinking water. And now we have fluoride-laden mouth rinses, fluoride-laden toothpastes. Fluoride is now in, for example, if you're making Kool-Aid juice, if it's made with city water, it has fluoride in it as well. And so the thought process is that now that we have other sources of fluoride rather than simple drinking water, that it's a little bit too much. So what's the new guideline? Rather than it being one part per million, it is now going to be 0.7 parts per million. Actually, it's going to be a range, 0.7 parts to 1.2 parts per million. And that would be, not every community has fluoridated water, by the way, and because it was the legislatures that determined whether they were going to accept these standards or not, it'll be up to the legislatures to actually change that. So the federal government is making a recommendation, and then each state will gradually probably have a vote on it and decide. So the old one of 0.8 to 1.3 is still in place in Ohio. And the new recommendation, 0.7 to 1.2. The ADA, you might think that the ADA, you might wonder what the ADA had to say about this, but as it turns out, the ADA is very happy that that this has come about. And in fact, Dr. Raymond Gist, who is the president of the ADA, a gentleman that I had on my show, I think right at the end of last year? Gee, I'm forgetting what date that was. But anyway, we were very proud to have Dr. Gist on as our guest. And here's a quote from Dr. Gist. It says, "This is a superb example of a government agency fulfilling its mission to protect and enhance the health of the American people. We have always looked to the federal health agencies to guide us on this and other public health matters, and we will continue to do so. We applaud the Department of Health and Human Services for reaffirming the safety and efficacy of optimal community water fluoridation with science on their side." And he also went on to say, "Dentistry has succeeded in preventing disease better than any other area of healthcare," said Dr. Gist. "Water fluoridation is one of our most potent weapons in disease prevention, and we want as many people as possible to have the benefits of this simple, safe, inexpensive, and proven healthcare measure. The ADA has long advocated for all Americans to have the best possible oral health. The recommended level has been set at the lower optimal limit, but the health benefits of fluoridation remain. The only real known health risk is the dramatic increased levels of disease that are likely to afflict people without access to optimally fluoridated water." So basically they're saying is, lowering the level is fine because we've now determined that we can, but not having fluoride in the water is really not a great option. So keep that in mind, and I think that by now most people realize that. And by the way, as a dentist, I can tell you, if your child comes into my office and they have 5, 6, 7 cavities, my first question is going to be, do you have well water? And if you say no, I'm going to say, are you drinking bottled water? And if you say no, I'm pretty confused. But the reality is more often than not, kids that come in with that many cavities are not getting fluoride in their diet. And keep in mind that bottled water does not have fluoride. So you might be thinking you're doing something good for your child, when in fact, you're not really. Now, going to give out Dr. Kavicko's question of the day here soon. When we come back, and then after that, we'll go to a break, and people can call in with our guesses during the break. But so before we do that, let me remind you that when we come back, we're going to be talking about how more dentists are taking pains to win back fearful patients. And we'll be talking about what keeps people away in the first place. But Dr. Kavitko's question of the day is, according to a recent study by the Center for Disease Control, what percent of U.S. teens develop fluorosis or white spots or streaks on their teeth? Is it A, 30%, B, 40%, C, 50%, or D, 60%? And the winner wins a mixed seasonal floral arrangement from Vistember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Again, the phone number, 459-9769 or 459-WSNY. First caller with the right answer wins the free flowers. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunny 95. Stay with us, and we'll be right back after the break.
Sunny 95 will not be held viable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Luby Hearing Services, you'll hear what you've been missing.
We women are responsible for our family's health. Just like eyes and teeth, ears need to be checked and hearing problems need to be solved. If communicating with a spouse, parent, or grandparent causes frustration and stress, or if you have to constantly repeat yourself or put up with a TV that's too loud, then it's time to get lubicated. This is Mary Lou Luby, Doctor of Audiology and President. For 65 years, Luby Hearing has been the recognized leader in better hearing technology. Because every conversation matters, make an appointment today. Visit our website at www.hearohio.com. That's hearohio.com.
Luby Hearing Services, you'll hear what you've been missing.
Pick up a pen, call 431-1010. That's 431-1010.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you for joining me today. And let me just restate our question of the day. The question was, according to a recent study by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, what percent of U.S. teens develop fluorosis, which is white spots or streaks on their teeth? And we have four choices. A was 30%, B 40%, C 50%, and D 60%. And we have a caller. Caller, what's your name?
Patty.
Hi, Patty. Thank you for calling. What's your guess?
50%.
50%? Ooh, not quite. Sorry about that, Patty. Thanks for calling, though. For those of you listening now, the only choices left are 30%, 40%, and 60%. So A, B, and D are left. 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. So feel free to give us a call. And in the meantime, we're going to move on to our next topic. And that is how more dentists are taking pains to win back fearful patients. And there was an article in the Wall Street Journal written by Melinda Beck. It was February 1st, again, Children's Dental Health Month. And it says that nearly one quarter of all Americans avoid dentists because they're afraid. Now, we talk about that a lot on the show. We talk about how I've taken a lot of steps to try to take care of these people that are very, very nervous and afraid. And for those of you that aren't afraid of the dentist, you might wonder why people are. Now, as it turns out, fear comes in many forms. There's fear of pain. That's obvious. Fear of needles. We've all heard of that. Fear of drills. We've heard of that. Fear of blood. That one kind of surprises me a little bit, since it's really hard to see what we're doing in your mouth. Fear of gagging, and there are some pretty severe gaggers out there, so that one is a very real one. And keep in mind, gagging is a reflex, and if you're gagging, you can't help it. I know a lot of people who gag, they get embarrassed, and you know it's hard to take x-rays, and taking an impression can be a challenge. And what I do for those people, by the way, is go ahead and I'll numb them. I go ahead and numb the parts of their mouth that would trigger a gag reflex. That happens to be the roof of the mouth, back by the molars, and the tongue. If you numb those two places, people don't gag. So if you're going to a dentist who hasn't thought of that, you can maybe suggest it to them. Or if they think that's kind of weird that you suggested you be numb for x-rays, give us a call. All right, the other fear would be that fear of feeling helpless. And that one I do understand, because I remember when I was a kid, the first time that my dentist ever used laughing gas, it put me in this state of being a little bit drunk almost. And I remember tapping my finger to the music. And I did that because that would tell me that I was still in control. And so that fear or loss of control is something that I definitely understand. Now, we have an email guess for somebody wanting to get the answer of today's question of the day. And so far we have, what's that person's name? John. John emailed a guess of 30%. He guesses A, meaning how many U.S. teens have white spots on their teeth from fluorosis. And that is not correct. So now the only two choices left are B and D, 40% or 60%. 459-9769. All right, now, the feeling helpless part. Okay, or having your personal space violated. That's an important one. And then there's one more, fear of being lectured to for not brushing or flossing adequately. And another one, fear of being admonished for staying away so long. Now, I talk a lot about how I don't, when people stay away, we can't change it. We can't turn the clock back and pretend that they hadn't been gone for 10 years from dentists. So to me, admonishing them makes no sense. There's nothing, you know, why bother? We can't turn the clock back, so let's just move forward. Let's look in your mouth, see what's going on, and try to figure out if we can't move forward with whatever you need now and not worry about how you got there. So, and we'll go over each of these here in just a second. So, Caller, you're on the phone with Dr. Kovitko. What's your guess?
40%.
40% is right. What's your name?
Jen.
I'm sorry, what?
Jen.
Okay. Jen, thank you very much. Hey, if you'll stay on the phone or stay on the line, my producer's going to get your information so that we can send you the flowers brought to you by Weistember Flowers, okay, this Tuesday afternoon where you work.
Thanks so much.
Okay, Jen, hang on. All right, and that is very correct. 2 out of 5 is the way the article listed it, or 40% of U.S. teens have some type of fluorosis, which is white spots or white streaks on their teeth. Okay, so we talked about the reasons that, you know, fear comes in many forms, those forms. But then there's a woman that was quoted that says, "I even hate that sucky thing that vacuums up your saliva." So people have all kinds of reasons to fear the dentist. And what's happened then is a lot of dentists, such as myself, have decided that, you know what, we're going to try to take away those issues. We don't want people to have to worry about that. We want to do whatever it takes to make these people comfortable. So let's talk about the fear of pain. We're going to take them in order. And remember, if you have a call or a comment or you want to relate a bad experience or a good experience, you can also give us a call at 459-9769, 459-WSNY. And, okay, so the first one, fear of pain. Well, actually, you probably have that fear because you may have been hurt in the past. That can happen because either you weren't numb enough and the doctor kept working, or your numbness wore off before they finished, or something. But the point is there's no reason for that. There is always a way to get somebody numb enough. There's no reason for people to feel pain in a dental office. Be all the way on up to sedation, different types of sedation, and that is one of the things that dentists are doing these days to help people through what they consider a fearful appointment. But just so you know, there is no such thing as having to feel pain in a dental office, all right? It's not like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not like just something that's not like part of life. If you don't want to feel anything, you don't need to feel anything. If you are, let the dentist know. If they can't solve your issue, then maybe go online and maybe you can find a dentist that understands you more. All right, so now, fear of drills, the way we deal with that is to somehow, some way, try to block out the noise of the drill. You probably wonder why drills make so much noise anyway, and I wondered that myself. Why are turbines so noisy? Well, the reason is air has to pass through them. It's why your lawnmower is noisy, why your car would be noisy without a muffler, why a jet engine is noisy, because air has to travel through, air in and air out. So, but we can have you listening to headphones. We can put headphones on your head. There's this thing called white noise, or these noise-canceling headphones. A couple of my patients brought in on their own, and it matches the frequency of the sound in the room, rather gives you the opposite frequency, and it's a noise-canceling type of a device, which is pretty neat. Sounds too good to be true, but they swear it works. So that's neat. You know, we use distraction techniques like having televisions in the room, not just music, but televisions, and you can watch TV or watch a movie. We have these relaxing pictures on the ceiling and on the walls, too. You can picture yourself on a beach and just kind of pretend that you're kind of try to have an out-of-body experience, maybe, would be a way of putting that. So those are techniques for that. You can also, you know, this next one kind of gets me. It's fear of blood. And honestly, unless I hand the patient a mirror, I can't imagine them seeing blood. We don't put it up on the TVs unless we're invited to. And I don't know if people just assume that it's going to be all bloody or they're going to see this awful stuff. But that one I would think would be more appropriate to say maybe a medical appointment or something in the emergency room. But the fear of gagging, and we did talk about that, and you can't help it, so you definitely need to find somebody that can work with you on that. The fear of feeling helpless, I had a really, really interesting situation with that about a year and a half ago, and actually we're up against another commercial break, so what I want to do is hold my comments and give you that story when we return. And so stay tuned. Remember, our show is brought to you by Luby Hearing Services. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kovitko here on Sunny 95, and we'll be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? You should. Dr. Kovitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kovitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kovitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kovitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkovitko.com.
Dr. Kovitko & Associates.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kovitko, let's go! No!
experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Sarah, smile. I won't smile.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Luba Hearing Services. All right, so we're talking about the notion of losing, or that feeling of helplessness, you know, losing control. And I had this woman come in, and we were going to do a pretty involved procedure. We were going to use sedation, and she wouldn't take the pills. And so we somehow got the mistaken impression that she couldn't swallow pills, so we offered her liquid. She wouldn't take the liquid either. As it turns out, she was afraid of losing control. And yet she was so nervous about having the work done, there would have been no way to work on her without it. And it took about 45 minutes of discussions with her, between us and my staff and her husband and her, to finally get her to swallow those pills. And so, you know, we definitely understand that. There is something neat that's going on. And for example, dental schools are paying more attention to people with fears like this. And, for example, at New York University College of Dentistry, third-year dental students practice interviewing patients who are played by actors with a variety of dental problems and phobias. And what they try to do then is find out what it is that triggers the person's phobia, like a bad experience when they were a child or something else, and that if they can find the trigger, that they can then hopefully be able to help that patient through this very fearful visit. So, you know, it's nice to see that more and more people are getting on that bandwagon of helping these very fearful patients, because you've heard me say many, many times how 40% of the U.S. population does not go to the dentist on a regular basis, and that's not good. Definitely not good, because I think we all understand that delaying cleanings and checkups only compounds dental problems. And, you know, some oral health problems also send bacteria into the bloodstream, raising the risk of heart attack, diabetes, and dementia, and other things that we've talked about. Now, before the show is over, and we are almost over, let me just remind folks that on June 17th, we're going to be hosting an event called Dentistry from the Heart. You can look it up at dft.org, or I'm sorry, DFTH, dentistryfromtheheart.org. And ours will be June 17th this year. It's a Friday, all day. We're going to be doing as much free dentistry as we can. We'll have many, many volunteers, lots of dentists, hygienists, people to work traffic control, and we'll have, hopefully we'll have a way for people to get some food and have some fun while they're waiting in line. So mark that down, and if you know somebody that'd be interested in having a free cleaning, an extraction, or a filling, make sure that they get in, that they come. And if you want to help, we are having one of our first main organizational meetings this Friday morning at noon at my office. So if you want to help us with this event, call 262-9588, and maybe you can arrange to come to our first major organizational meeting. All right, so I do appreciate you tuning in. We are just about out of time. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to come back next Sunday morning at 8 and every Sunday morning at 8, where we try to bring you, you know, the latest research, important dental topics, man-on-the-street interviews, and just try to make dentistry not so scary. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95, and go out and have a great day and a great week. Thank you so much.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.